Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Megillah. Today we are learning Parak Dalad Mishnah Ches and Parak Dalad Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah here in Parak Dalad Mishnah Ches is going to continue its discussion regarding individuals who are disqualified from performing certain jobs in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Shul. It says the Mishnah HaOmer, Eini Over Lefnei Ateva B'Tzvuin. If someone says, I'm not gonna be the chazan in colored clothing, but only in white clothing, he also may not be the chazan, even in white clothing. If someone says, I'm not going to go to lead the davening as the chazan, even in sandals, but only barefoot, he may not go to be the chazan, even if he's not wearing any shoes. It was the minhag of minim, of apikursim, of people who didn't believe in the Torah, to daven in white clothing and to daven barefoot. Therefore, one who insists on praying in either of these ways may not be the chazan to lead us in prayers, because we suspect that perhaps he is a min, that perhaps he is someone who doesn't really believe in what we believe in. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss another practice that was common among certain minim, certain heretics. They would wear their tefillin in ways that are wrong, and in this context, the Mishnah mentions other wrong, though not heretical, ways to actually wear tefillin. It says the Mishnah, Ose tefiloso agula. If someone makes his tefillin shel rosh round, meaning he wears tefillin that are shaped like a nut or an egg, sakana, he puts himself in danger because the tefillin might penetrate his head if it bumps into something, whether it be a low doorway or something like that. Fein ba mitzvah, and he has not even filled the mitzvah with it, because the tefillin must be square. It's a halacha l'Moshe Misina, as the Bar Tanura points out. It's a halacha, a tradition that we had from Moshe Rabbeinu, that the tefillin must be square. They cannot be round. Continuing in the Mishnah, Nisana al mitzcho. If he placed his tefillin shel rosh on his forehead, o al pas yado, or if he placed his tefillin shel yad on the palm of his hand, harezu derachminos, this is the way of people who don't believe in Hashem, they're heretics, because that again is how the minim, the tzdukim, would wear their tefillin. The tefillin literally says that you should wear the tefillin bein einecha, between your eyes, so that would imply that they're taking it literally. They don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, which says that it should be on the top of your head, and therefore we would not allow a person to have such practice, because that is the way that heretics behave. Continuing in the Mishnah, Tzipan Zahav, if he covered them, meaning the parchment of the tefillin, with boxes of gold instead of leather from a kosher animal, as the Torah demands, Unisana al beis unkli shelo, or if he placed the tefillin shayat over his sleeve instead of placing it directly on his arm, again, as the Torah demands, Harezo derech hachitonim, this is the way of the people who decide to do their own opinions and follow their own judgments. They're outsiders, as the Mishnah describes, and they don't actually follow the way of the Torah, as the Chachamim taught us to do. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. Now that we listed some unacceptable practices, the Mishnah is going to list some unacceptable tefillos. And although a person may add his own words to certain parts of typical tefillos, he can't add any of these phrases, as the Mishnah, HaOmer Yivarchucha Tov Mare Zo Derech Aminos. If one says in his tefillah, good people will bless you, then this is the way also of heretics, because he's implying that only good people are going to bless Hashem, and people who sin are not going to bless Hashem. As the Bar Tanura points out, the purpose of this statement seems to be that the community should not allow sinners to join them in their tefillos. The Torah, however, states otherwise, that one of the ingredients of the ketores, the sweet-smelling incense that was offered in the Beis HaMikdash, was chelbana, which has an unpleasant smell. And the inclusion of chelbana in the ketores teaches that whenever the community gathers to fast or to daven, it must include even the wicked, even those ingredients that aren't so pleasant. Now, the following tefillos that the Mishnah is going to continue are not heretical per se, but they are unacceptable for other reasons, says the Mishnah, Al Kan Sipur Yagiyu Rechmech, which is also a Mishnah in Meseches Brachos, where it says that if a person says in his tefillah, just as your mercy extends to a bird's nest, right, if you commanded us to do Kan Sipur by sending away the mother bird from her nest before taking her young, so may you, Hashem, have mercy on us as well. This seems to imply that Hashem gave us this mitzvah out of pity for the mother bird, instead of simply understanding that even though while it's true that Hashem has mercy on all of his creation, this mitzvah, like all other mitzvahs, has reasons that are beyond human understanding. We can't say that this is the only reason why this mitzvah would be performed. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Altov Yizachar Shemecha, if a person says that for good things your name is going to be remembered, this implies that he acknowledges God only when good things happen, modim, modim, or if one says we thank, which implies that he's praying to two gods and thanking two gods. In all of these situations, as the Mishnah, Meshatkin, so we're going to quiet him, we're going to silence him, because he seems to be expressing unacceptable, untrue ideas. Finishing off the Mishnah, says the Mishnah, also some objectionable ways of understanding the Torah. Ha-mechana be'arayos mishatkinosa, if one says that the prohibition against the forbidden and inappropriate relationships are figures of speech, he teaches that, for example, when the Torah says not to uncover your mother's nakedness, it means that one shouldn't embarrass her publicly, as the Gemara says, that embarrassing someone is like killing them, and so on and so forth. So in that situation, the Mishnah says that we simply silence them. Bar Tanura says that according to this person, uncovering nakedness simply refers to revealing shameful information, which certainly is not true in this situation. Again, he's distorting the Torah, as the Yamshel Shlomo points out in Maseches Baba Kama. Ziyuf HaTorah, distorting the Torah, is actually Yaharuk Vayavar. You have to be willing to die before doing such a thing. You can't distort and apologize for the Torah. We have to understand what the Torah says and support it. Continuing in the Mishnah, HaOmer Umizarecha Lo Sitin Lahavir LeMolech, if one says that when the Torah commands that you may not give your children over to Molech, Umizarecha Lo Sitin LaAbra Bar Miusa, it means that you can't cause an Aramean woman to bear a child who would worship idols. Mishatkin Oso Ben Azifa, we silence him with a rebuke as well, because here too he's distorting the Torah. As the Bar Tanura says, since the punishment for giving your children over to Molech is kares, or a carbon chatas if it was done by accident, this false teaching implies that having an inappropriate relationship with a non-Jew is also punishable by kares or a carbon chatas, when in fact this is not the case. Quick review, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches Toras, number one, that if someone says that I'm not going to go before the teva to be the chazan in colored clothing, but only in white clothing, or if a person says that I'm only going to wear or go barefoot and not with a shoe and so on and so forth, all of these situations, he is considered to not be allowed to, he's not allowed to be a chazan, because there were heretics that would daven in white clothing and barefoot, and therefore if you're insisting on praying in either of those manners, then you can't be the chazan, because we suspect that perhaps he is a min, he is a heretic. Then the Mishnah said that if someone makes his head tefillin, his tefillin sharosh round, then it's dangerous for him, it's not even a mitzvah. If a person places his tefillin sharosh on his forehead or on his palm, this is derech minos, this is the way of heretics. The Mishnah that if he uncovered the parchment of the tefillin with boxes of gold instead of the leather from a kosher animal, as the Torah tells us, or if he placed the tefillin shel yad over his sleeve instead of directly on his arm, all of these situations are the way of outsiders, inappropriate, don't do the mitzvah, and it's completely inappropriate. And then Perek Dalet at Mishnah Tes taught us that if one says, includes in his tefillah, good people are going to bless you, this is also the way of Minim. It's not true. Everyone should be davening with us, not only the tzaddikim, but everyone should be davening to Hashem. Continues the Mishnah that if a person says that just as you have a rachmanis to a bird's nest for shluach hakan, so too you should have mercy on us. That you can't say, because that seems to imply that the reason why you have that mitzvah is for Hashem's rachmanis, is to show mercy. You can't say for that your name is only going to be remembered for good things, because Hashem is involved with everything that happens in the world. You can't say modem modem, because it seems like you're thinking two gods. In all these cases, the Mishnah says that we should silence such a person for saying things that are incorrect about Hashem. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if one says that the prohibition against certain relationships or simply figures of speech, for example, he says, you know, well, when it says that you shouldn't uncover your mother's nakedness, so that means that you shouldn't embarrass her and so on and so forth. We silence him again. You can't distort the Torah. If a person says that when the Torah says you can't give your children over to Molech, that's the same thing as having an inappropriate relationship with a non-Jewish woman. That's not true, because one's chayiv kares for a Molech, for sending your son to do a avodah zarah. That is an iser kares, as opposed to having an inappropriate relationship with a non-Jewish woman, which is terrible, but it's not an iser kares. And again, we should silence such a person with a serious rebuke, because we can't distort what the Torah has to say. Have a great day.